Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to leave you with two words, be the final two words for this summer. No goal.
He couldn't take the hit that we gave him, so he knocks our guy out of the lineup for probably weeks. That's a joke. I want him suspended. I want him fined. I'll come to the hearing. I haven't called the league once. I'll call him 10 times tomorrow.
You just got to play. There's no other answer to it. I mean, you're supposed to dump the puck in and stay out of the zone. No, we just wanted to play. The more they acted like idiots, the more we wanted to play.
Well, that's Lindy's opinion. I've seen his teams do the same thing, so he ought to not talk about that. That's it.
Tell Lindy no.
We're going to the playoffs, and you're going to take out one of our best players because you couldn't take a hit? That's a joke.
You're right in there, Ezra. You're right between them, and Rumpus trying to get in there.
You've seen enough of this season as well.
I've seen enough of him that it's a joke.
You keep this quick, the Bills are playing right now.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Tremendous work there from Josh Schmidt. Tremendous work.
It's hard to not get fired up.
I listened to this song on my drive in.
Come on.
I did.
Like the whole song?
The whole thing.
Really?
I did.
That's a choice.
You don't even have to like the Higher. You still might every once in a while want to listen to this song.
Yeah.
The Sabres need to announce today that this song is going to be played in pregame forever.
I say just through the games.
Throughout it.
Throughout the whole game.
Yeah. Lindy Ruff is back. He'll speak today at a press conference, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Sabres Live is going to go longer because of Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff speaking today.
Do you think this is going to be like a in-the-lobby press conference as opposed to like in the presser room?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A lobby presser.
Yeah. Former lobby pressers. Pagula introduced.
Oh, I was thinking of
Bylsma.
LaFontaine and Nolan.
Okay.
That was crazy.
I feel like Tyler Myers' extension might have been out there. Anyway, yeah, lobby press conference. I think
lobby
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe, and what could take away from, you know, nonstop draft coverage for a few hours on a Tuesday?
There's a roadblock on the wide receiver train. It's just Lindy standing in front of the train for a day.
Unless he might be on the train, but we got to talk about him, of course. So the Sabres made the move. They hired Lindy Ruff. And you want to give us a call, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Of course, we'll talk, you know, draft and all that. But the guest, here's the rundown for today. Paul's going to join us at 7 on the latest on all this and what to expect from Lindy Ruff and what players on the team are going to like this and what players might not like this. So Paul at 7, Sam Monson on some draft stuff at 8, Marty Baron at 9:30. Marty, of course, played for Lindy.
Yep.
So what's that like? You know, we've got Alex Tuck saying he dreamed of playing for Lindy. Well, it's a dream come true for you, Alex Tuck. And on and on we go. But the Sabres make quick work of it and hire former Sabre coach Lindy Ruff. One thing I would say out of the gate, we did the instant trivia last week about coaches that have returned to coach for the same franchise.
Right. Yeah,
and there's a handful of them. And, Joe, I have to confess, I didn't even get them all because the list has been updated since then.
Okay. Wait, this was for everybody, right?
Everybody.
Not just for the Sabres.
Yes. Yeah. So I had missed Michel Therrien and Claude Julien. So Montreal's done it twice.
Okay.
The Devils have done it with Jacques Lemaire. The Islanders have done it. The Flames, the Hurricanes, the Stars, the Ducks, and now the Sabres, who have also done it twice.
Okay.
So
did Lou Lamoriello count because he used to like once every third year like jump down in the booth and or in the bench himself?
That's a good one for the Islanders. Or no, sorry, for the Devils.
For the Devils,
in the day.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good point. But there's a very key thing to say here about this, and I would just maybe it's not even that key. Let's put it in the programs to start. This is not so Buffalo. Montreal's done it twice. Right? Like the Stars did it with sometimes it's Stanley Cup winning coaches that come back. But the point is, it's not like this is some small potatoes thing that only joke franchises do. It's not that unusual in the NHL.
Isn't that, though?
You want to make that a joke about the NHL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Only in hockey. I'll buy that. Although I feel like in the Premier League or in soccer, this happens too. Guys can go back and coach again.
Football, it usually never, doesn't.
Almost
right?
never happens in the NFL. The modern NFL, I can't even imagine it happening.
No.
Because let's be real. When we talk about coaches in football, it's a lot of narrative-driven stuff. And if you got fired, it's because you're not good enough. The idea you could get another job, period, and that dirty word of retread is tough enough as it is.
Right. Like, could you imagine, like, Mike McCarthy going back to the Packers?
No.
Just like, it's not even...
It's not even... Right. You can't even consider the idea.
Right.
The,
NBA also, I would, like, just following the league, I don't really think I ever see it happen all that often. Same thing there. Like, once you're out, you're kind of out.
It's a hockey thing, and it happens in Buffalo twice, Montreal twice, Dallas, Anaheim. So it happens. It's not that unusual.
Yeah.
And my favorite point about the Lindy rehire that I've seen so far is that some people that might be mad about it are focused on the wrong side of the nostalgia. Didn't they only get him because of nostalgia? And I don't mean theirs. I mean his. Isn't that the only reason he takes
that's
this?
That's how they got him?
That's how he takes this job.
Right.
He cares about the organization. It's... If you believe they did it because it's a PR move, okay. But they don't get just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the top 10 winningest coaches in franchise history. Could they pull Ken Hitchcock today? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Could they pull... Keep naming them. We're not even sure if Mike Sullivan became available, they could get Mike Sullivan.
Right, or Brenda Moore is not available.
Right, because you are the Buffalo Sabres, and you've got some work to do to continue to repair your image. Maybe a lot of that has been done.
Yeah.
But getting a coach the caliber of Lindy Ruff only happens because of nostalgia from him.
Mm-hmm. I tend to think, too, the PR element, like, is it even all good? Like, there's a lot of blast-off on them. Like, you only did this because you know him and you're trying. You're almost... You're toying with the fans almost a little bit. Like, it's T.O., right, being signed. I saw way too many people comparing it to when Marv Levy returned to the Bills on social media yesterday. Just, there's like, you're just tugging at our heartstrings because you're trying to get us to buy in and you don't have another way to do it. Like, to me, they're getting criticized for that. And league wide, national media entities, you're seeing, like, oh, look at the Sabres. Just bringing Lindy back, huh? Like, they're not getting credit for this around the league. To me, they're almost... Like, I heard Larry Quinn, former managing partner of the Sabres, called in with Bulldog yesterday about Lindy coming back, and he said one point that I think I agree with, which is, if you wanted the best PR, if you wanted to hire a guy that was going to give you the best PR, wouldn't you have hired Berube?
Yeah, which would have been... Wouldn't that just be Bylsma part two?
Right, because who... Right, you could have made the Bylsma comparison.
Not to say the success would have been the same, but hey, here's a guy. He won a cup, and now he's our coach.
Who in the world would have criticized them hiring Craig Berube?
Not me.
Like, there's nobody. And on this front, they hire Lindy. Sure, it's more polarizing, right? Because one segment of people are going to love it to death. And opening night is going to be a madhouse maybe now, I can imagine, when they introduce him. But there's going to be another section that's like, are you kidding me? We're doing this again? You're going back to the... Like, to me, there's going to be more criticism on this hire than there would have been for had they done something else. So, did they do it for PR? I almost feel like they might have done it in spite of PR.
Well, there's the old adage that there's no such thing as bad publicity,
that's
right?
True. That's
and
true.
And even if people don't like it, you still get the actual publicity out of it. But, right, I mean, the bad PR. If you are upset about it,
which there are
sure
a good amount of people and, that are just like rolling their eyes and they can't believe this is what they did.
If you're upset about it, I guess I would ask this, because I'm definitely not upset. I'm fine. I'm about the same as it would be if they hired Craig Berube or Gerard Gallant or Bruce Boudreaux. About the same. And I think it's kind of Kevin Adams in his statement said something similar. Any nostalgia is an added bonus.
Right.
I mean, I'm good with a little bit of added nostalgia. Why did we want them to put a different color blue on? Why do you want them to wear the goat heads?
Right.
Like,
yep.
America is lots of nostalgia. We get lots of that, and I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I played Hurricane 2000 in my car on the way in. Why? Same thing. Why did we play the Umberger highlight yesterday? Nostalgia. Like, all that comes out, and that's fine. But they hired a coach that's made the playoffs with three different franchises. Have the Sabres ever hired a coach with as much of a resume as the coach that they hired yesterday? Probably not.
I don't think they have.
Let's run through the since Lindy left.
Bosma won a cup.
Sure, but he had only coached one place.
That's true.
This right. guy has, if they had hired Boudreau, to me it's very similar. Guy without a cup that everywhere he goes he has made the playoffs. And he did in New Jersey, and he did in Dallas, and he did with the Buffalo Sabres. Why he got a job in Dallas so quickly?
Well, put it this way. Would you take his two stints since he left Buffalo, would you take the success of those two stints? He went to Dallas and in 4 years went to the playoffs two times and went to the second round once. And then he was gone after 4 years.
Yeah.
New Jersey, he coached 4 years, one playoff appearance, third place in the NHL when they did it, and they went to the second round that year. Like, would we take that?
Well, I don't know.
You might not say you'd take it, but let's just say it wouldn't be an epic total failure. The drought would be over.
Right. I would say if you give them 4 years with almost any coach, the drought should end. Really, it should.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Lindy's the one that you need to end a drought. One playoff appearance in 4 years, no, I would not take that. I need this team to do more than that. But I get the point you're saying. Like he's had some success elsewhere. For that idea about, you know, what would you take, here's something else. For those of you that are upset about it and think it's Bush League or small potatoes, here's the good news for you. I'm pretty sure there are expectations right away.
Yes.
Even though Larry Quinn used the phrase when he called a burn-in period, like you're going to need some time for these players to understand how he wants them to play or system, whatever. And sure, okay, that aside, this is not going to be a year where they talk about growth. This is, I mean, they won't. I don't know if they'll say playoffs or bust, but you have an accomplished head coach with a very talented team that has a lot of pieces in place, and it'll be about making the playoffs right away.
Did you see Lindy's statement? I mean, he kind of says that right away, and he'll talk more about it, I'm sure, today. But his statement was, I'm thankful to Terry, the Pegula family, and Kevin Adams for this opportunity. This is a team ready to take the next step. Second sentence is what he says there. The third sentence, I'm both humbled and honored to be trusted to help this team win right now.
There you go.
So in the first three sentences, he talks about expectations basically and winning right now twice.
And maybe if it had been Seth Appert, you wouldn't talk like that because he's looking for his first ever NHL win. Maybe Seth Appert becomes an assistant on the staff and is, you know, the baton gets passed to him in time. I don't know what the long-term plan is. I'm sure the Sabres maybe don't know that. But I'm definitely not mad about it. And if you're upset about it, I get it, I guess. Look deep inside yourself. What is it you're upset about? The same name? The same idea? You didn't like him before? You don't like him now? You don't like it because it makes the organization look small?
I saw a couple takes out there of, I don't want them to kind of ruin it. You know what I mean? Like, everyone loves Lindy right now, and if he coaches for 2 years and they're bad and people hate him now, you know, for the time being, like, is it going to spoil any good feelings you have about him?
Right, right. I guess that's possible. Right. I wouldn't consider it likely.
Don't we all kind of feel like, well, not all, but kind of feel like it's going to work. I kind of feel like it's going to work.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of reason to think that it won't work to just make the playoffs.
Right.
Have you seen the Islanders, folks? Have you seen the Capitals?
Yo, did you see what the Islanders did last night?
The Islanders just got their, this is where I'd say something vulgar if I was them.
Uh-huh.
They got worked.
I don't think I've ever seen, so they blew a 3-0 lead. And I think had three shots on goal in the final 37 minutes.
Yes, they deserved to blow a 3-0 lead.
Did you see the shot attempts in the game?
120 to...
118 to 28.
118 to 28. That's the Islanders.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that, by the way.
Yeah.
118 to 28. It's like they were playing an ECHL team last night. That was wild. 110 to 28, but still unbelievable. Yeah,
absolutely nuts.
Well, right, hey, they're better than two of these teams in the playoffs right now.
They should have been. Yes,
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Two. And they should have been better than three, four teams to miss the playoffs. Pittsburgh, Detroit.
Yep.
They should have been better than a lot of these teams, and they weren't.
I just feel like we just came from a year of confusion, right? Like, it was a year of confusion where, do we know how they want to play? Does anybody have a good clue of how they want to play? From night one to night 82, I feel like we never got a good grasp on it. Even sitting here today, do we actually feel like we know? Adam said at the press conference, we did not change our system, and they pounded on the table and said, we did not change our system. And I'm like, okay, it looked different. It looked different. It sounded different at the beginning of the year. And Lindy comes in, and if you just look at his track record, at least the teams that were good, he always seemed to morph his style, didn't he, to what the strength of his team was? Like, when Hasek and Miller are his best players, how did those teams play? Those teams were lockdown, defensive, trapping in neutral ice. But when they came out of the lockout, were they not flying around, leading the league in goals, speed, power play, like skill? Like, I don't know, I feel like Lindy, and then the Devils last year, you know, I don't know why Andrew Burnett, an assistant coach, is getting as much credit as he is.
I've never really heard that happen as often as that is happening.
It's pretty wild to me. I'm not saying he didn't have an impact, but the fact that Lindy's being, all the credit's being taken away from him for that Devil season last year is just weird to me. But if I can, if I'm allowed to use that season on his resume, that was, the other years I just mentioned, the Hasek team, the 05, 06, like, those are decades ago, I know. Okay, but look recently. He just had the second youngest team in the league in the playoffs, in the second round, and how did they play? We all give the Sabres credit because they were third in the league in goals last year. You know where the Devils were? They were fourth in the league in goals. He coached the fourth highest scoring team in the league 1 year ago.
Do you want to know another stat for you? We can make this the stat of the day. It's on this very point you're making. Stat of the day. I got to find out who did this. TSN's analytics department put this one together.
Stat of the day is brought to you by Seneca Gaming in Irving, home of the biggest bingo payouts and slot machines with thousands won daily.
When Lindy was fired by the Devils, they were 22nd in goal differential.
Okay.
But they were 12th in expected goal differential. Okay. Translation, it was the goalies.
His goalie got hurt.
He got goalied the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's it. Your goalie stopped making saves, you get fired. S.J. Woodcroft, Edmonton. What happened? They were number one in the league in expected 5-on-5 goals for, and they were losing because their goalies were a mess. They fired the coach, the goalie got straightened out, and Edmonton's fine.
Yep. They played five different goaltenders this year.
New Jersey.
Only one of them had above a 900 save percentage, and it was the guy that only played six games.
Yeah. Well, yeah, hey.
They had bad goaltending.
803-0550, our phone number. So to pick up on your point there, like, yeah, I think there's lots to like about the move. Then, of course, we could dig into it, and we'll get to this with Paul. What does it mean for, I mean, probably not good for Skinner, which buyout candidate all the way, Jeff Skinner. Okay, we had our fun, and maybe that's right.
I would bet that's going to happen.
Let's flip the other way, though, make it a little more fun on this conversation. Which player are you most excited for? Like, who is this the best news for?
Tuck kind of sounded like he loves it. It's good news for him, but
I have an answer here.
That's more feelings. Okay, go ahead.
Cousins.
Okay.
I think it's going to be great for Cousins. Cousins has an unbelievable amount of ability, potential, the way he wants to play. He's the one that has been calling them out for playing soft. We don't have enough bleep you in our game. And maybe Lindy's teams, I mean, some of them didn't have enough of that either. But it feels to me like Cousins is a guy that, whether there's a burn-in period or whatever, that this is going to, he's going to thrive in this with this idea. The way Kevin Adams talked about Dylan Cousins specifically, right? Mm-hmm. He wants Cousins to make the other center miserable all night.
Right.
And be there all night. In end of season presser, how often do you get one GM talking about one player and the way that one player has to play to be what he can be. And now it's Lindy's job to make sure he gets everything out of that. Don Granato did a great job on a lot of these players, bringing out their very best offensive ability, getting them paid. Lots about Granato that the Sabres are thankful for. But Cousins is the one that they kind of lost this year.
Yeah.
So I'm eager to see what they can do for Cousins.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to get right. He's got to get right. He's got to get right offensively too, but just, I don't know, there's a confidence, right, that he's going to need to improve on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're interested to see like what the, I mean, they're going to need defensemen to grow, right? They're going to need Byram to grow.
Power's
got to be.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. And just from Lindy's track record, I'm trying to think, like, did he ever have defensemen that were that level of talent?
This is where I tell you how good Henrik Tillander was again.
You reminded me or informed me that he was like their number one defenseman.
Henrik Tillander was the best.
Because I was 10. Give me a break for thinking Jay McKee was their best defenseman
that year. That's okay. I had to tell Josh the story about Lindy and Ken Hitchcock and tell Lindy to bleep off.
Yeah.
I had to explain. How old were you, Ben, for that? That's 2006, so.
Yeah, yep. That's like my first early memories of the Sabres, like that playoff run and that season and stuff. So.
Do you remember, we played in the open, do you remember why Hitchcock said that?
Was that because Ash went after Roy in game two when they were getting pummeled?
Yes, and Lindy was asked about it, and Lindy's answer was the more they wanted to act like jerks, the more we scored goals.
And someone fed that quote to Hitchcock?
They told Hitchcock.
That's awesome.
And he tell Lindy to bleep off. I was in the media room for that. Because
for both, or for just Hitchcock,
at least for Hitchcock.
Okay,
yeah, at least for Hitchcock, because I went to that game in the press box. We told the story yesterday. Yesterday is the anniversary of the Umberger hit, and I was at a wedding and came back and went to game two in the press box, and I was there for Hitchcock saying, "Tell Lindy to bleep off."
Were you the one that he told? Lindy to bleep off to? No,
no, I was not.
I did get down a Lindy rabbit hole on YouTube yesterday, which I would totally recommend to anybody that's looking for the nostalgia. And my favorite is one that is not very well remembered. They win a playoff game against the New York Rangers, like game two, maybe. And as everyone starts celebrating, Lindy leaps off the bench to go scream at the officials and slams a clipboard on the ground. Like, this dude just won a playoff game.
That's like Danny Hurley energy right there.
Yes.
Mad while you're up by 30.
Right. And as the crowd is going nuts celebrating a playoff win, this guy is just, he has one goal in his mind. I'm going after the official right now.
803-0550. We'll get a call before the break. Billy on a cell starts us off. Hey, Billy, good morning.
How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
We got you, Billy.
Great. Hey, I'm getting old. Can you help me with the timeline of when Lindy was dismissed from his duties, aligned with Ryan Miller's exit and those guys, or was it when Eichel and O'Reilly's decision was made?
No, long before that, he was fired in the lockout shortened season when Girgensons and Grigorenko were drafted, the 2012 draft. So that's like the 2012-13 season that was only in 2013.
He's fired very early on in that year. So
2013, right?
Yeah. So he's gone before that core is really taken apart, but it all happened pretty quickly after that.
Can I tell you a ridiculous story that I just remembered right now?
Sure.
I'll tell it again later today because it's 6:30, not enough people are awake. His last game, looks up if you want. For
I know what it is.
Winnipeg. It was Winnipeg. And Pominville scored the only goal.
Okay.
How do I remember that? This is a million-dollar question for you because – you can remember that.
How do you remember the game or that Pominville score?
How do I remember both that Lindy's very last game was a loss to Winnipeg and Jason Pominville scored the only goal? How do I remember that?
Because he's Lindy, man. He's Lindy.
This is one of those things you're going to
think. It's got
to be. You might think I'm lying.
I remember where I was when he got fired.
Okay.
That's kind of on the same level, right? Like,
nah.
No. It's not even?
No.
Do you know why you know?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I thought you were like really befuddled by this.
I know exactly why I know.
Why do you know that
Jason Pominville scored one goal and the Sabres lost to Winnipeg and it was Lindy's last game as a coach? I remember exactly. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. Was it their first game against the Jets? Like since they were reincarnated?
Nope.
I don't know.
I had been invited to be the guy that hit the goal horn. I played the goal horn for Pominville's.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on
You hit the button.
I hit the goal horn that night.
Yeah.
Would you like to do it? I'd love to do it. I got a chance to see how the whole operation works, how they play the music.
Yeah.
Got a new respect for all that. And I hit the goal horn for Pominville, scoring the one goal they got that night.
Yeah.
And Lindy got fired.
You hit the goal horn for what was then Lindy's last goal as coach.
Correct.
Yeah. But you can't say that anymore.
They got to bring me back.
You can't say that anymore.
I got to go back. Opening night, I'm available.
Opening night. Yeah. Yeah.
Are That's you sure they want to do that, though? Because you did the last goal. Like, would they want you to do the first goal again? Or?
You want to do the last one again.
Yeah.
You got to figure that
you
out.
You got to do the...
Well, that's going
to
be a
you
long
You need to
time.
Be able to claim. Was there pressure in that situation? Did you, like, have someone there to, like...
Yes.
You are determining whether the puck went into the net, right?
And how long you're holding it down, and if you're hitting it a second. You're supposed to hit
well,
it
Well, you're
once.
Also Mr. Crowd before the horn, so would you have waited an extra second?
I mean, this is a...
How would you play that?
How many years ago was this?
11?
11 years ago?
11 years ago. Too far back?
It was only 11?
11 years ago, yeah. 11 years ago.
I was 30.
I mean only 11? It's like half my life.
In my head, I'm not 33 when that happens.
Okay.
In my head, I'm 28, but I guess not.
No, you're 33,
I'm
I guess.
I'm 33 years old in an NHL
operations
center up top hitting a goal horn for Jason Pominville's goal against Winnipeg. And that was Lindy Ruff's last game.
I was sitting in the parking lot of the West Seneca Library listening to Chopin Bulldog when Lindy got fired. That's what I remember.
It was wild. Yeah. The other thing I remember about it, now that we're doing this, like where you were when this guy got fired. I was going to a Syracuse basketball game that night and supposed to be off the next day. And because Lindy got fired, I said, I'll just drive home and be into work. Like you can't.
Yeah.
You know, that might have been the genesis of big things happen. Howard on vacation, me on vacation. That was one where it was... I'm not going to be that far away. And the Sabres fired Lindy.
Right.
Something we thought would never happen. Now he's back. All right. 803-0550. Sorry for those two little stories, but there are memories, right? There are memories.
It's going to be a nostalgia-filled morning, I'm sure.
And then there's the time that Howard and I played Lindy and maybe Darcy or Lindy in another mini golf for charity.
Oh, really?
Another thing that actually did happen.
You played Lindy and Darcy in mini golf.
I don't know if it was Darcy. It was Lindy and somebody.
Did you guys win?
No.
You lost.
We lost, and we famously laid up on one hole in Lindy.
Laid up on a mini golf? I mean, you can't leave forever if that happens.
Lindy,
like before the windmill, like I don't want to. I don't have the right angle.
Listen, it seemed like the right play.
Holy cow. All right.
Yeah. 803-0550. Lindy's back. Bills draft in 2 days. Rumors abound. All that good stuff. Join us if you'd like. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, Paul Hamilton joins us at the top of the hour here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.